Yeah, I mean, just briefly on the Washington game, I mean, it's, you know, when you go into the game at the quarterback position, there's a lot of things other than just going out there and throwing 20-yard in cuts every snap. So, you know, we have some things in the run game that he's responsible for, things in the pass game, and then obviously managing each situation, which, you know, you just go to one of the third downs where he's able to quarterback sneak it in a good look. I think that, you know, that's just one example of him, you know, doing things from his experience that helped us in the game.
O'Brien, before you, and now you both mentioned manage the game. Is that the best scenario for Ryan Fitzpatrick, that y'all ask him to just go in there and kind of be a game manager at the quarterback position?
Honestly, I think that each team would ask their quarterback to be a good manager of the game. I think from coaches down to players, it's all about being on the same page and how we want to play the game. And I think that's what we're talking about when we mention game manager. I think it's game by game. I mean, each week is a new week in this league, and I think based on what we're game planning, I think that's what we'll ask him.
Did you get a good look at Derek Carr
pre-draft? We evaluated everybody in the draft as far as the quarterback position goes.
What do you
think? I think Derek is a smart young man that's got his head on his shoulders. He played through a bunch of different systems that, you know, in college, and I enjoyed my conversation with him, and I thought, you know, that he's going to have a good career as an NFL quarterback. Well, it's also the communication between not only coach to player, but player to coach and player to player that makes Andre such a good player, because when he comes off the field, he tells you exactly, you know, what he saw, but it's exactly what's on the tape when you watch it the next day. So you're able to make adjustments from a coaching standpoint. You're able to maybe see the coverage when you were looking somewhere else and really take that for the next possession. I think, you know, I've always thought that as a coach in this league, you know, you're as much of a colleague with the players as you have to be able to all be on the same page. So, you know, you only have two sets of eyes, and anybody else that you can use, whether it's another coach upstairs or another player that's looking at the same exact things that you would be looking at as a coach, I think you're able to get information that way. Yeah, it's the same thing on the sidelines. When we look through the pictures and we talk as a group, I mean, we're all talking together, you know, as if Ryan's out on the field too.
Now, starting at second, at the beginning of the second round, how much of a discussion was Derek Carr actually in there before y'all pulled the trigger on Xavier?
I think, you know, that's happened so much long ago from now. I mean, I'm not commenting on that. Well, I mean, you take the third and shorts. We had six of them in the game. And the first two, you know, we don't gain a yard. And then we're able to gain the next four and get the first downs, which, you know, keep those drives from going, obviously. But, you know, the drives that stalled early in the first quarter were third and one situations that, you know, just shows everybody on the team, the coaches too, that it doesn't matter what situation you're in, a normal down situation, a third and short, you know, those are as critical as you know, the offense succeeding as it is if it's a third and five, you know, pass play or something.
Yeah.